Blog Talk
Hello
Radio.
And welcome.
Give it up for the big star, y'all. Nobody stop us. And if you step up on my court, we'll break you all proper. Yeah. Somebody getting crossed, and somebody getting slammed on. Yeah. And somebody getting dunked, and somebody getting jammed on. 3 seconds left, and you know I won't miss. Yeah. Three from the corner, and you know that's a switch. Yeah. These guys can't stick me. Why would you try? We from Sin City, you know it's do or die.
Las Vegas,
Sin City, where you at?
Las Vegas,
yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Sports 101 with Alexis Levi for Saturday, March 30th. I'm your host, Alexis Levi, coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. I do every Saturday, and this is our first show. It's so funny because this is all new to me, and it's very exciting, and I'm excited to reach out to the fans that are out there. So many people contact me via email, and I'm just glad to know that you're out there listening today. Well, you know, this show is pretty much a self-help show. I have so many come to me that ask me questions about how to get into the sports industry. What do I need to do to break that, ceiling? How do I get in? They also ask, you know, okay, what kind of education do I need? Who do I need to talk to? So I thought I'd start off with my first show, even though this is a tester show. I start off my first show and talk a little bit about the sports industry and how to get into it, how I actually got into it as well. Now, you know, the sports industry, for those of you that don't know, is twice the size of the U.S. auto industry and 7 times the size of the movie industry. That was written in Sports Business Journal. And, you know, the thing of it is we all know that professional sports is a huge business, is a big business. And today's global sports industry is worth about $480 billion, according to a recent A.T. Kearney study of sports teams, leagues, and federations. Now, this includes infrastructure construction. It also includes sporting goods, licensed products, salaries, live sporting events, and so forth. Now, in 2012, Americans purchased over 100 million tickets to an NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, or any U.S. league team, which that revenue was over $23 billion. So it lets you know kind of why people want to get into the industry. They either have a love of sports, or they found that it's a great area to work in. You get to do what you love doing and enjoy watching some sports as well, and also making a good salary. Now, some of you may ask, how do I get into the sports industry? How did she get into the sports industry? Well, I want to tell you a little bit about how I got in. It was kind of an interesting story. I just recently put a book out by the name of Alexis Levi, From the Boardroom to the Locker Room, and you may see it out there circulating. It's a really good book. It talks a little bit about my life, and it also tells you how I got into the industry. Now, for me, it was my sons. I was a sports person. My father was a sports person. And then, of course, the Lord would have me have 2 sons. And as we traveled around and did the basketball sports thing, the soccer sports thing, the baseball sports thing, they found that basketball was for them. And so because basketball was for them, it was for me as a parent. And I'm sure most of you have that experience. And so what I did was, started obviously following their sports, loving it every day, played a little bit of sports in college, and decided that I would kind of enter into the arena because I found out that my older son was actually a very good player. He's 6'8" now, and that he would have an opportunity to possibly play pro ball over in the international countries as well as possibly in the NBA. So being the business person I was, I decided that I needed to learn. I needed to know what it was going to take to negotiate a contract and to be a little bit more educated. Didn't think it would be something possibly that I was going to do for a living, but decided that I would go and at least seek it out. I had a friend whose name is Bill Duffy, who's a very successful agent as of now. Well, we were all at a meeting in L.A., and I was fairly young at the time and just learning about the business. Wasn't quite ready to enter that man's world, as people say now, sports is, but decided to come back to it later and went to a grade school. Decided to go to Sports Management Worldwide. Now, for those of you that don't know about Sports Management Worldwide, it's a very great program. You can go and learn the gist of the job that you'd be doing. You can network. The great thing about their program is they have people that are actually doing the job that you're trying to do, whether you're trying to be a general manager or a scout or a coach or a general manager, in my case, and a sports agent. So I recommend them very highly. I always speak at their events, and Dr. Lashbrook and Mrs. Lashbrook are the most awesome people, and they've created a great network where you can be an agent or you can be any part of the sports industry in any sport you love. So secondary, what I did was obviously started walking with my own son, looking at what his opportunities were, learning more about the business, and that's kind of where I want to start today. One of the things that people often do is they come and they say, how do I do what you do? And one of the things that I tell people is you might not want to do what I do because it requires a lot of energy, a lot of time. I've heard different professional speakers say that, you know, after they get in it, it's a lot more than what they had bargained for. But the great thing is I love what I do. I love helping the players, and I love being, you know, the team owner of the Las Vegas Stars, and I loved being now going into working with the new league, which is going to be announced in 2 weeks, associated with some of the NBA players and things of that nature. So one of the things that I always tell people is to find out what sport it is that you like, find out what you want to do, and do some research, and find a mentor, find an intern. I mean, I've read more stories, and I've hired more interns, and some get in and love it, and some get in and decide that maybe what I'm doing is not what they want to do. They want to do something else. But the best thing I could say is find a program out there that you can possibly intern for 30 to 60 days. The reason why I say 30 to 60 days is because you need at least that amount of time to actually get inside of a business, understand it, see it day to day, because it seems glamorous from the outside, as most people say, and it is glamorous to some degree, but it also is hard work. So I tell people to at least call and get an intern, you know, with someone, either myself or someone else out there that's either an agent or has a sports program. There's several companies always looking for interns. And the next thing I often tell them is once you get your internship, really start studying. You know, you don't have to necessarily go to school right away if you haven't made a commitment, but definitely start studying. The internet is a wealth of knowledge. So if you go on the internet and you kind of study what people are doing in the industry that you want to go into, and let's just talk basketball for right now, even though I work with basketball, football, hockey, boxing, MMA, I work with them all. But let's just say, for lack of time, basketball. If you want to work in basketball, go get with a basketball agent. Go get with a basketball coach. If you want to work as a college coach, get with a college coach and intern with them. Everybody loves interns because everybody loves to teach someone about what they do. And once again, an intern obviously doesn't get paid, but to me, when I was doing internships, and yes, I had to intern just like anybody else, the best thing that I did was sit up under someone that was doing what I loved to do or what I thought I loved to do. Now, I was a sports agent advisor, and I still am. I advise not only agents themselves about how to brand their athletes, but I also work with many athletes that are trying to figure out what direction to go. I work with lots of coaches that are trying to figure out where they want to go. And the only way I was able to get the knowledge base that I have is by sitting quietly under people that were doing those things. I think I was like a sponge when I first came out. I was so excited to be finally in the industry, and I actually just kind of attached myself to people that had been around. Sports Management Worldwide allowed me to do that. My own seeking out allowed me to do that. And then I found that I really wasn't sure if I don't say just wanted to be an agent, but I just wanted to contribute more. And I was talking to my sons one night, and they said to me, they said, Mom, you really need to be a coach. And I thought, no, I don't know. You know, I don't know if the guys will listen to me. And he said, well, Mom, yeah, they would, because we would listen. And they were all in high school at the time. The oldest ones were, and their friends. And so I decided that I wanted to take a step further. And that step further, as most of you know who have heard my name or seen me out in the public or, you know, any other interviews and things of that nature, know that I went on to the IBL to purchase the Las Vegas Stars. Actually, I purchased the team and named them the Las Vegas Stars and was in Las Vegas for 3 years. The thing that you have to find out is what is in your soul and what is in your heart and what is it that you want to do. I would never trade doing what I love to do for the money. I have had some hard knocks life. I had to learn what not to do, learn what to do. But I realized that the best training that I had was the training from the beginning when I had my interns. I did my internship, and, you know, since then, of course, have taken on many interns myself so that they could learn from me and then go on and do, you know, do their thing. I also tell people from time to time you'll find consultants out there. Now, a lot of times when people hear the word consultant, they think, oh, God, it's going to be a lot of money. It depends on what you want to do. If you want to, if you're a coach, and you want to further your career, you're now a high school coach and you want to go be a college coach, then you need to go pay somebody who understands and knows how to get you in those doors. A lot of people don't like to do that. You also see people like, for instance, I have a lady that I'm consulting right now. She's a boxer. She's boxed out of the country and now she's coming to the U.S. She's done some MMA fights out of the country and now she wants to come in the country. She doesn't know how to integrate into that network. So one of the things that I always say is that if you don't know, a few dollars is going to make you know, and it's better to go ahead and pay those few dollars so you can integrate into the system rather than be on the outside trying to figure it out. So I say all this to say that one of the good things about Alexis Levi Sports and Entertainment Group is we try to help people. We can't do the job for them. We can't give them all the information, and that's why we have our consultants program. But we do share information, and this was one of the reasons why I wanted to come up with Sports 101, because there's so many things that lie up under the sports industry, how to do this, how to do that, how to market, how to do social media. Once I get there, even for athletes, once I get there, how do I now stay there, one, and how do I market myself while I'm there? Because one of the statistics that is pretty frightening is that people end up playing a professional sport. A lot of times they don't plan financially for it. And then when their career is over with, they are, I hate to say, their value goes down to about 25% of what they were when they were on the field, the court, things of that nature. So one of the things that I want to tell the listening audience is that, you know, whether you're working with players that are professional, whether you're working with kids that are trying to be professional, whether you're working with you know, you're a person that just happens to love football, and now you've decided that I want to transition into the football career, maybe not playing on the field, but maybe working in the front or back office, that you need to have a plan. You need to have a plan and a plot and a way to get there. And the one good thing about Sports 101, we're going to try to at least give you the tidbits that you're going to need to start that journey. We're going to be having this show on a weekly basis, and as we go, we'll increase the time. I know today I only have 15 minutes, which is coming up pretty closely here. But I'm hoping that those of you that have listened, those of you that have come forward, those of you that listen to the archive will understand how important Sports 101 is and how important the materials that we're going to be putting out, how important the speaking engagements and the seminars and the workshops and the conferences that we're going to put on in 2013-2014. Now, once again, this is Alexis Levi for Sports 101, and I'm so excited to know that you're going to be here every Saturday with me. And as we grow together and as you come and call in and send me emails asking questions for me to cover things in the next few weeks, I will look forward to seeing you. I will look forward to hearing from you. I will look forward to hearing you call in and talk to me a little bit about what your concerns are, where sports are for you. And once again, like I said, this is Alexis Levi, former owner of the Las Vegas Stars. Actually, the Las Vegas Stars are going to be running their gamut pretty soon. So thank you very much, and I talk to you soon.